From the Two Buffalo Studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in the News. I'm your host, Larry Kay from the Ho-Chunk Nation, along with Gary Wilcox from the Powhatan Nation. Today, we're joined by Jesse Flores, Vice President of Artist and Label Partnerships at Intercept Music. A seasoned music executive, Jesse has collaborated with icons from Ice Cube to Stephen Marley, helping shape careers and global audiences. Proudly Puerto Rican and Mexican American, he brings a powerful blend of cultural pride and industry expertise to empowering independent artists, especially in the fast-rising hip-hop scene. Indigenous in the News starts now. I'm Larry Kay, and joining us from our Miami studios is Gary Wilcox. How you doing today, Gary?
Doing well, Larry, doing well.
Yeah.
Our guest today is Jesse Flores, Vice President of Arts and Label Partnerships at Intercept Music. He blends a cultural pride with cutting-edge music business strategies, helping independent artists and labels thrive in the competitive industry of music today. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show, Jesse, and happy to have you on here and learn about your Intercept Music and your new role.
Yes. Welcome, Jesse. Hello.
Thank you. Welcome. I appreciate the welcome, guys, and I'm glad to be here.
Yes. Where are you calling in from tonight?
I'm calling in from Los Angeles.
Yes. Welcome from Los Angeles. Yeah.
So let's get started, Jesse. Can you share a little bit about your journey in the music industry and what led you to your new role right there at Intercept Music?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So early this year, I joined Intercept Music as the head of artists and label partnerships. And my career has been a long journey. I'm coming up on 30 years in the music industry, which I'm very proud of. And I feel blessed, fortunate to be a part of the business so long. My pedigree is music distribution. So I've been working as a distributor for the majority of my career. And I started off as a part-time college rep when I was a student at the University of Florida. And once I graduated, I had an opportunity for a full-time job as a marketing rep in LA. And I haven't looked back ever since. I was able to get my foot in the door and I climbed the proverbial ladder, so to speak, from marketing rep to artist development rep to sales rep at major music companies like a Universal Music Group, EMI Music Group, Ingrooves Music Group, Virgin Music Group, and now Intercept Music.
Nice. Wow. Nice. Are there a lot of indigenous artists that you've met in your run?
Not as much as I'd like, to be honest. So yeah, we definitely, I think there's a lane and that's wide open.
Right. That's what I wanted to hear. We'll help them out. Yeah. Now you've worked with some incredible artists and labels over the years. Are there any career moments that really stand out for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, working with artists that I grew up listening to, mm-hmm. you know, talented people like Ice Cube, Raekwon from Wu-Tang Clan, Deja Premier from Gangstar. Yeah. You know, guys that all played an integral role in making hip hop music what it is today. You know, not only just being able to work with them, but also help take their career to new heights. And I have an example. There's a really good R&B artist named Tyrese mm-hmm. that people know from either his music or his movies. Mm-hmm. And this guy was on RCA Records for a very long time, and he decided to go independent. And throughout his entire career, he never had a number one R&B album. But when he put his album out through EMI with my assistant, we actually gave him his first number one album of his entire career. So things like that, I'm very proud of to be a part of my career.
Sure.
Awesome. How have your Puerto Rican and Mexican American roots influenced your career and approach in working with these artists today?
Yeah, I think, you know, my roots definitely have not only influenced my career, but my life in general. And I think that was instilled by my parents at an early age. You know, I'll never forget, they took me to watch the movie Stand and Deliver when I was really little. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Edward James Olmos's character said in the movie, you know, which really stuck with me to this day is, you know, as a Latino, you pretty much have two strikes against you, your last name and your complexion. Mm-hmm. And there's some people in this world that think they're better than you because of that. So, you know, I really took that to heart and, you know, I work hard and always put my best foot forward, try to stay a step ahead of everyone else. And, you know, now that I've gotten older and transitioned into my career in the music biz, you know, it was important for me from day one to not be pigeonholed as a Latin music executive. Just because my last name is Flores doesn't mean that I have to work in the Latin department at a Sony Music or a Universal. Mm-hmm. I can work all genres. And the reality is that these companies still have these departments that are segregated. There's the Anglo music division, there's the Latin music division. So I made sure that I put myself in a position to not be limited in my scope.
Sure, awesome. Sure. For those unfamiliar, can you explain what Intercept Music does and how it serves independent artists and labels?
Yeah, so Intercept Music is a global music distributor for the independent artist and label community. We pride ourselves on really being on the forefront of music distribution, technology, and also best-in-class customer service. So we're definitely one of those distributors that, you know, not only just, you know, distribute your music from A to B, we're going to help you build a plan, you know, help you with releases, help you with the marketing strategies, and just be there when you need our support to help take your career to the next level.
Now, how do they find you? Is it, do they have to do research or do you reach out?
A little bit of both, but you can always go to our website, which is interceptmusic.com, or on Instagram. You can hit us up on IG. The handle is at interceptmusicofficial, or people can just send an email to me directly. I'm at jesse.flores@interceptmusic.com.
What are some of your popular programs that you offer over there? Most successful programs?
Yeah, I think our most successful is probably our Spotify playlisting promotion. Okay. So what we do is try to provide tools that help you build your audience at these different commercial platforms, whether it's a Spotify or a YouTube or Apple Music or Amazon. You know, we have tools within our dashboard that can help you, you know, with your career, whether it's having a merch store. So we have a merch integration with Shopify where if you have a release or an album coming out, you should create a specific type of merch to support that project. So it could be a t-shirt, a hat, or whatever. All that can be done within the dashboard. Same thing with advertising. You can book digital advertising. You can book Spotify and YouTube advertising, even outdoor billboards. Those kind of tools are available within the dashboard as well. So we have a whole complement of tools within our system that can help our artists and label partners, you know, with their projects.
Sure, sure. I'm on your website now. Oh. Easy to navigate. So good website. Like it.
Thank you.
Now my son's an artist. I need to get him to get in touch with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You came on board as VP of Artist and Label Partnerships. What's your vision for building those relationships?
So I envision Intercept Music not only just being a distributor for indie artists and labels, but also being their strategic growth partner. You know, let us help you grow your business with executives that have the necessary background in music, you know, distribution to provide exceptional service. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we have a dashboard that's second to none when it comes to reporting and mm-hmm. tools and analytics. And then we also have the relationships with the digital service providers to top it all off. So having all those, you know, things combined really helps us, you know, basically help our artists and our labels mm-hmm. in promoting releases and even catalog as well.
Sure.
Jesse, Intercept has seen some really big success with indie and hip hop labels. What's been the key to that growth? Like, what is the actual success to that?
That's a good question. I think a lot of it has to do with having a consistent release schedule from a label or an artist. You know, if you're an artist, you know, you want to put out your releases in a consistent manner. You don't want to put something out and then not do anything for 4 years and then try to start back up again because mm-hmm. you've lost your fan base. I mean, there's so much content being released nowadays. You're going to get lost in the sauce and you got to rise above the noise. So having a consistent reschedule is part of the problem, solving the problem. Also finding the right partners that are willing to listen and learn and execute. So, you know, we deal a lot with artists, managers, record labels. You want to make sure you find the right partners that have that infrastructure within their own team, you know, to mm-hmm. really, you know, be there to drive success. You know, also being transparent when it comes to communication mm-hmm. and also always looking for ways to better our service offering for our partners. I think all those factors combined.
I remember back in the days when I was around the A&R, it was all about getting your tape to an A&R guy getting the record, the radio station to play your tape, you know.
Yeah,
those days are gone, right?
They are. I mean, you literally could get signed and get an advance based off your demo tape of a few songs. And it's so different nowadays.
Well, yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
Today, our guest is Jesse Flores, Vice President of Artist and Label Partnerships at Intercept Music. He blends cultural pride with cutting-edge music business strategies, helping independent artists and labels thrive in a competitive industry. Contact him directly at 415-226-9959. That's 415-226-9959. Or email him at jesse.flores@interceptmusic.com.
So Jesse, tell me, how does AI driven marketing work alongside your human support to benefit the indie musicians? Like, how does that work?
I'm glad you brought that up, because AI is definitely a hot topic right now. And that's exactly what our company provides our partners, AI driven marketing tools. Mm-hmm. So say you're an artist or indie label that, you know, doesn't have a publicist. Well, we have within our dashboard the ability via AI to, you know, create a press release or create a bio or create social media marketing, you know, messaging and posts, and to the point where later on this year, we're going to be able to generate marketing plans using the AI marketing tools that we have. So all these things combined can definitely help our labels and artists, you know, set up the projects the right way.
Do you offer AI marketing for them, or do they come in and say, hey, I don't know what to do next? And is this something that you put on the drawing board for them?
I think that came from our CEO, who has a technology background. I think he always wanted to incorporate AI, not for content creation, but definitely for as a marketing tool. So I think it came from him.
And it's getting better, too. I notice a lot of times when you watch AI, there's you always see some issues with the production, but I would imagine it's getting better.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What do you see as big challenges facing independent artists today, especially in hip hop?
Wow, another good question. I'd say rising above the noise. You know, how do you separate yourselves from everybody else that's putting out the same music? Because the reality is there's hundreds of thousands of songs being delivered to each platform on a daily basis that are new tracks. You know, finding a release strategy and marketing strategy that works for each individual artist. You know, you can't just use a cookie cutter template, because, you know, that just doesn't work for everybody. You got to find a formula that works for each individual artist. And that's what we do at Intercept, is help formulate that plan.
Sure.
Could you tell us how independent artists can compete with major label marketing distribution power? Like, for instance, you know, you're a rapper and you're coming into the scene and you're working, you're busting tables at night, and then you're in the studio whenever you can, you're barely scraping by. What do you guys do to help the independent guy?
Yeah, I mean, on top of what we can do as far as a platform and a team, you know, we also encourage our partners to, you know, have control over their career, you know, having the ability to make executive decisions that best benefit their career without having a gatekeeper holding you back. And by gatekeeper, I mean a major label or some company that owns your masters that can pretty much dictate when you put your music out or how you market your music. That's not a case at a company like Intercept Music, where it's truly an independent company. You have 100% creative control and you own your masters. And the reality is, it's definitely an exciting time to be an independent. And having a forward-thinking distributor that supports the indie community is a huge positive.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Have you seen any one-hit wonders come out yet?
You know what? In the TikTok age that we're in, there are definitely some one-hit wonders where something goes viral and it's hot for a week or two, and then you never hear from them again. But yeah, with the digital age that we're in, and with platforms like TikTok, it definitely happens all the time.
Yeah, I was thinking so. Now, in your experience, what are your most common mistakes Indian artists make, and how can they avoid them?
Yeah, the number one mistake that I see all the time, and it just does not make sense to me, is a lot of artists like to release their music too soon without any lead time. They finish the music, it's mixed and mastered, it sounds great, and they want to put it out that Friday. And it just doesn't make any sense to me, because if you realize how the music ecosystem works, you'll know that like Spotify and Apple and YouTube, they have, editorial meetings 3 to 4 weeks before release date on what they want to feature, who they want to put marketing support behind. And you don't want to miss those meetings. And you do that if you're uploading music, the week it's done. So you got to have lead time if you really want to take advantage of the tools that these different platforms provide. And the other thing for me is also not listening to your partner, whether it's a distribution partner or a label. There's been so many times where, you can lead a horse to water, but they don't drink. It's just amazes me. Like they ask for advice, we give it to them, and they still do what they want to do regardless. So,
right.
And then they wonder why they don't do anything and they don't have any streams. It's just like, guys, you got to listen to us because we know what we're talking about.
Yeah. That's like impulse stuff. I was telling my son that kind of stuff. Hey man, why don't you like work yourself into the promoting of it before you actually release it? I totally get that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how important is it for you to create more opportunities for Latin and indigenous artists in the industry?
It's very important to me. Our people have many talents, and I'm fortunate to be in a position where I can give them an opportunity to take their career to new heights, whether it's with a music distribution deal or a discussion about release strategy or even a candid conversation about whether or not a label should sell their catalog. I'm someone that people can call and reach out to when they want the real deal and not just some BS answer.
Do you give them, do you help them along the way to kind of, do you guys help them okay, look, this is how this works, and lead them around a little bit? Or?
Absolutely. I mean, even for setting up a new release, at the different digital service providers, we provide best practices. So we have, a guide as to what you should do, if you have a new release coming out at YouTube, at Spotify, at Apple Music, so you can best position yourself to take advantage and optimize your monetization.
Awesome.
Yes, yes, yes. I was thinking, what role do you think cultural representation plays in an artist's ability to connect with fans worldwide?
I think it's something that's always going to be there, through the end of time. Our people take pride in seeing our people that look like us win, and they do support, it's a mentality of, if you can succeed, then I can succeed. And because of that, I have that I got next attitude. And, in my opinion, this type of mentality creates the next generation of go-getters that are going to continue our legacy and help lead us to a brighter and better future.
Sure, sure. And now on your, do you have grants or scholarships to help people, or do they have to have big pockets?
No. Yeah, we don't. I mean, we're definitely a smaller boutique company, but okay. I'm glad you brought that up. It's definitely something that I want to make sure that's on the roadmap. We just started an internship program, but definitely, down the line, I would love to have something like that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe our nonprofit can partner, work with you, and we can supply some scholarships. That would be really nice if we can
that'd be great.
Work on a plan like that. Because up in Canada, they have lots of opportunities and scholarships available, and down here in the U.S., zero. So,
really? Okay.
We got a challenge ahead of us. Yeah.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
what exciting projects and collaborations can we look forward to see from Intercept Music in the near future?
Yeah, so we got some good projects coming up for the second half of this year. We have a reggae artist named Cali Ranks. He used to be on Def Jam Records. He's got a new project coming out that we're excited about. We literally just signed another reggae artist named Maxi Priest, who's global fan base. Yeah, this guy has been around. Yeah.
I've seen Maxi about three times. So good.
Really? Yeah, nice. That's great to hear. Well, he's got some new stuff coming out. That sounds amazing. And we just got
I worked with the Marley family, so I met him a few times.
Oh, yeah, that's another great family that I worked with in the past as well.
I lived at the house with Mother B as the bodyguard. Wow. Yeah, as the bodyguard. I had Kimani Marley with me. That was my deal. And I had to live at the house for like 3 days out of the week. So I was with Baga and Shireen Fogel and Richard Booker and all them. And literally, I got to set up the security events for them for the annual Bob Marley Fest over there on the Bayside.
Right.
So I met everybody.
Yeah.
So you get to party with the folks?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, when it's like a show or something, or they're in town, yeah, that's when we get to actually hang with the artists and the label and kind of, you know, get to know them. Because now everything's over computer, so actually being able to meet them and talk to them is always a plus.
Yes.
Get more personal. Yeah. Awesome.
What's your best piece of advice for young artists who want to stay true to their identity while building a career in music?
I would say stay persistent, you know, be resilient and don't give up. If this is truly a passion and what you want to do as your career, then start by focusing on the business side of the music business so that you know what you're getting yourself into. The reality is the music industry is super competitive and you have to realize that things don't happen overnight. The one other thing I would like to say is that you should also create music that is timeless and undeniable. That's something that's never going to change.
What's your favorite genre?
You know, it's been changing lately. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of jazz music, especially in the morning. But over the years, I've listened to, you know, hip-hop, R&B, I like some rock, some reggae, some Latin music. So it pretty much spans the gambit. But yeah, right now, I'm listening to a lot of jazz. I'm all about that peace and tranquility.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
Man.
Yeah. Non-vocal jazz, instrumental jazz.
I'm playing a lot of... I'm playing a lot of country now lately.
Yeah.
Country rock, it's changing too, and it's even getting better. Yeah.
You're seeing the genres merge too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Country rock, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You know what's actually new to me is ska. I can't believe it. Yeah, I never even heard of that before. And
really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, someone introduced it to me, and I was like, let me hear it. And I was like, wow, that's weird. Mm-hmm. I like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I'd never heard it before, and it's been out for a long time. Wow.
Sure. So are you excited with your new role?
I'm definitely excited. You know, I'm working with some people that I've known for a very long time, some people that believe in me. Because the reality is, you know, I got laid off my last position. Okay. And if you're in the business for a certain amount of time, you're going to get laid off at some point. It's kind of inevitable. There's just too much consolidation at these major companies. You know, I've been through 5 mergers and survived 3 of them. So I'm finally with a company that, you know, I want to support. I'm coming in at the executive level. And yeah, I'm excited. It's a great time to be independent.
Right on. Jesse, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
People can reach out to me via email, jesse.flores@interceptmusic.com. You can check out our website, interceptmusic.com, or hit us up on IG. At Intercept Music Official.
Nice.
Thank you. I wanna thank you for stopping by today and sharing your story with us. And congratulations to you with your new role there at Intercept Music. And thank you again. Learned a lot about you and appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for your time. Yes, and I'm happy to hear the history of Intercept Music and giving us an opportunity to meet you. Really happy. And have yourself a great week and safe journeys. Stay with us. Stay in touch with us, Jesse.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for tuning in to Indigenous in the News and supporting us and our entrepreneurs. Indigenous in the News has been produced by Larry Kay. Our engineer is Paul Salvatore. Our theme music is composed by Lenny Long. Today's show has been recorded at the Two Buffalo Studios at Bradenton, Florida. If you'd like to support our program, you can stop by to donate at our homepage at indigenousinthenews.org. You can also find all of our past shows now on Spotify and iHeartRadio. Music today was Remember Four by The Hallucination and Indian War Dance from Indian Calling. Until next time, from all of us here at Indigenous in the News, have yourself a great week and safe journeys. Indigenous in the News is a production of Indigenous in Music and Arts.